When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, we're almost to the weekend. We got one more hour to go here on this show. We'll take it to 6 o'clock. Tim Sommer, music journalist, former record executive, good friend of the show and of mine, is going to join us a little bit later this hour. We're going to talk some music with him. You know, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but the Rolling Stones now have two new songs out from a new album, and they're really good. I think they're good. We'll see what Tim says. There's some other music stuff I want to touch on. That's all coming up. Last night, we had this Blue Origin rocket just explode.
Do you have reports of anomalous noise? I feel like we felt a shockwave of some sort. It was a two-phased bang noise, and now we have a glow and smoke to the east.
Yeah, that's a firm. JSTC is advising that Blue Origin may have had an incident over on the Cape side.
Okay, I copied that. I'll pass along. Thank you.
So that's some of the radio chatter. And
do you have reports of anomalous noise? I feel like we felt a shockwave of some sort. It was a two-phased bang noise, and now we have a glow and smoke to the east.
Yeah, that's a firm. JSTC is advising that Blue Origin may have had an incident over on the Cape side.
Okay, I copy that. I'll pass along. Thank you.
Now, I'm not sure how they didn't really know that at that point, but here's somebody who said they felt it.
That is crazy. Wow. And not normal. Oh, man.
Wow, that just lit up.
There's the shock.
Here's another person who lived nearby.
I looked up into the sky here, and it was just a ball of, it looked like the sun was coming up, and then it came back down, and then I'm still trying to figure out what happened, and this gulf of air almost like pushed me back.
Mac Bradley is back with us. We love him because he's a great local space expert. He's written a book called The Space to Lead, and this was Mac, Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin rocket that blowed up last night on the launch pad, and that was quite something. And it's not the first time like something like this has happened, right?
No, but definitely not a great day for Blue Origin. I appreciate, by the way, that you referred to me as a space expert and not a space nerd, which is how most people do it. So thanks for that.
I think they kind of both apply, but that's all right. We love
both apply.
I love the passion you bring to it. I really do. But explain what this was. What was Blue Origin?
Right.
And Jeff Bezos has this, and what was this all a part of?
Yeah. So if there is good news, there are two bits of good news in this. One is nobody was hurt, right? That's the most important thing. The other piece of it is this was a ground test, not a flight test. So, in other words, they weren't trying to launch this rocket, and so it's a flight failure. It was a ground test failure. It was a bad one. This is
yeah.
Gonna put them back for quite a bit. And also, and I don't know the extent of this, but the damage to the launch complex itself has to be significant. So it's not just Blue Origin and, you know, their equipment and their rocket and plus all the satellites that were loaded on this thing that are now lost, but also just the ground facilities there at Kennedy that obviously had some major damage. Blue Origin is in the mix for the moon program, just like SpaceX is. So this is not great for them, not great for Blue Origin. The one other bit of good news, though, is, you know, NASA has designed these systems to be sort of a stair-step process, and they have more than one vendor. So they have SpaceX and Blue Origin. Remember how they had all the trouble with the Boeing space capsule going to the space station?
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, same idea. They didn't want to rely on one company to provide taxi service to the space station, so it's SpaceX and Boeing both. They're doing the same thing here to kind of protect themselves against things like this, right? I mean, we've talked about that on this show before. Space flight is pretty hard, and you saw a really good example of why it's so hard yesterday.
Yeah, and you know, I don't want to take what happened, you know, a month or two away, because we didn't know up until, you know, when that mission went, when Artemis went up, we didn't know what was going to happen. I mean, we hoped nothing bad's going to happen, but this was catastrophic yesterday. To your point, yeah, the pad was taken, some of the pad was taken down with it. And then they're even, some of the officials down there with the government, they're saying, look, be on the lookout because you could have some big pieces of junk that roll in on the beach and they could be dangerous, and they want people to report that as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of fallout from this. So I'm reading a story here that says that basically before this, Blue Origin was on track to launch a prototype lunar lander to the moon this fall, with another lander due to rocket into orbit around Earth in 2027 for docking practice by the soon-to-be-announced Artemis 3 crew. So does that throw Artemis 3 into all kinds of question marks right now?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
First of all, I'd be very surprised if they keep to that flight schedule.
Right. They're always delayed,
with Blue Origin. Right. Part of it is, just depends on how fast are they going to learn what happened here. That a lot of it will depend on that, and whether or not they can get the launch complex back in shape. But I wouldn't necessarily say that Artemis 3 will be too far off that schedule. And keep in mind, you know, NASA and the administration really, really, really want to hit this 2028 boots on the moon deadline because they want to get there before the Chinese do.
Yeah.
So I think every decision they will make about this, I'm not saying they're going to risk people's lives, but every decision they make about this will be looked at through that lens. Now, you remember originally Artemis 3 was going to be a landing. And then they decided, well, Artemis 3 will be testing this the lunar lander docking in Earth orbit, and then Artemis 4 will be the landing. Depending on how this plays out, I wonder if they will reconsider that and do an Artemis 3 landing mission. I'm not saying they're going to do that, but that might be something that gets considered depending on how long it takes to unwind this.
Let me just take you back to what might have caused this. I mean, are there theories at all? Because, I mean, you see this thing, and it's just a huge, explosion. So is there a starting point for finding
out?
Good
question.
Yeah. So, first of all, I haven't heard any theories. Secondly, if you saw the video, the catastrophic nature of this was not a minor thing. So the physical examination of the debris, that's going to take a while.
Mm-hmm.
That said, and partly because this was a ground test, they have loads of telemetry and data, right, on every system running in that rocket. So, I think we'll have a pretty good idea in a fairly, or at least a working theory, in a fairly short period of time.
Does Jeff Bezos really even care about the money here? Is it still sort of like a, you know, nothing to him compared to the rest of us?
Yeah, I sure wouldn't care if I was him.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
You know, it's funny. You've heard Elon Musk on the SpaceX side. They talk about the fact that, you know, it's not like they want their rockets to blow up, but they're like, this is what we do. We run fast, and if it blows up, boy, you learn a lot from that.
Right.
Interesting. And then we'll make the next one better.
Yeah.
You know, that's a risk that government space agencies can't take. You know, they can't operate like that because they're throwing away our money. But these private space agencies, they're much more aggressive about this stuff. And like I said, I'm not suggesting they enjoy watching their rockets blow up, but they do learn a lot from
yeah.
that.
No,
and
that's
they can
understandable.
Make the next one better.
So on the moon landing here, let me play a little audio here. This is Jared Isaacson from NASA on building the moon base.
Well, President Trump, under his national space policy, he signed the executive order actually my first day on the job. He said, don't just go back to the moon for the flags and footprints. Pick up where Apollo 17 left off, but go back to stay. Build that enduring presence, realize the scientific and economic value, mm-hmm. build the moon base. We are going to start landings later this summer. So these will be some of the first in late 2026, first uncrewed robotic landings. But starting in 2027, the world is going to be able to tune in on the NASA moon base website and see robotic landings on a near monthly cadence as we build out that moon base on the lunar South Pole.
So I did not know that, but let me play one more audio soundbite here. Jared, talking about beating China, you referenced that just a short time ago.
We have the capabilities to put a lot of mass with frequency on the surface of the moon, on the lunar South Pole, and get ahead in building out that moon base itself. So we are advantaged in that. It's extremely important that we go back to do this for all that we might learn from a scientific perspective, all the technology we will develop to make this possible that helps life here on Earth, for inspiring the next generation, and most importantly, to master the skills for where we will inevitably go next, which is Mars.
Yeah, well stated there. Let me have you address the first part of that, because, you know, when it comes to the moon base, I didn't know that we were going to be sending up those landers on a regular basis. That's very curious.
Yeah, and it ties to what he said right after that, and he's absolutely right about that. This race has a lot more to do with mass, because if you're going to do more than plant flags and, you know, pick up some dirt and leave, you have to be able to put a lot of mass on the moon, which means first you got to be able to lift it off the Earth. We do have an advantage in our ability to do heavy lift launch vehicles, heavy lift rockets. Now the Chinese are working hard on their Long March. That's what they call them, the Long March rockets. But we have an advantage on that, and I think part of their strategy is, if they stair-step this, go a little bit at a time, right? It's a lot easier to lift 10 lighter things off the Earth than one heavier thing, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So by doing this regular cadence of landings, not only are you able to build up mass there, number one, but number two, you get more and more practice at landing.
Yeah, that's true too.
Right? I mean, that practice is really important. So doing that kind of cadence, I think, gives us a lot of really good practice that we're going to need along the way.
Mac Bradley's here. We love him because our local space expert. He's written a book called The Space to Lead. One question just in the aftermath. We had you on, you know, a few weeks ago when Artemis was going on. I think we all really enjoyed that. Is there anything in the aftermath in the last few weeks? You know, the astronauts have come out and done some events. Anything that you've learned interesting in the, you know, the weeks following Artemis?
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Mainly that there was actually a lot of good science that they learned about the vehicle itself. That was part of that mission, you know, to test the vehicle itself, and that the vehicle itself was sound. I can't remember if we talked about this last time or not, but you know, there were some concerns about the heat shield because it hadn't been fully redesigned.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I do remember that.
They changed the trajectory of their reentry. Well, I mean, the biggest thing I learned was the heat shield worked. It was great, right? So everybody came back safe. That was a really important test for that.
Mac, awesome to have you on. I hope all is well. You have a great weekend. This is something that always fascinates Sue and I and the listeners, so I really appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you guys too.
Take care. That's awesome. He is kind of a space nerd, but that's okay, but he's an expert as well.
In the best possible way.
Hey, we're going to talk music with our friend Tim Sommer, and one of the topics is there's two new Rolling Stone songs out from a new album, and they're really good, I think. This is one of them. We're coming back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.